That's definitely the number to call us on. Remember, 011-73-18500 to get a hold of us on social media. That's on Twitter in particular. Our Twitter handle is at MoneyWeb Radio. You can also send us your emails on radio@moneyweb.co.za. We are live streaming on the MoneyWeb website. That address is www.moneyweb.co.za. We seem to have debt management expert at DebtSafe, Wikus Olivier, back on the line. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thanks for having me, Timmy.
Wikus, we are talking about the report that came out yesterday about the Trade and Industry Department proposing debt relief for retrenched workers. Of course, the DTI also wants changes to the National Credit Act to allow the minister to prescribe debt relief measures to over-indebted households. What has been your reaction to this?
No, I think we fully support whatever debt relief measures might come from the report there, and I think it's a great initiative. I think it's philanthropic, and I think that our South Africans are in need of some type of relief, especially when you look at the guys living on the breadline. That's where the most support is needed. But it's not as simple as just applying a relief measure there. I think it can get very complicated, and I think I'm quite curious to see how the government is actually going to propose a solution and what sort of solution they're going to put on the table.
Is it a fair proposal given the magnitude of indebtedness in South Africa?
Now, to me, I think it's the problem of over-indebtedness is rife. And I think 40% of people who make use of credit are actually 3 or more months in arrears, which means that they are struggling. So there are relief measures such as debt counseling, and sequestration and those things, but for those type of relief, you need assets, you need to have a steady income in the form of a job, and you need to be able to afford some type of monthly repayment. And typically, if I can take the debt review route, if you can't pay more than 2,500 rand a month as a consumer towards your debt review, debt counselor starts to subsidize the consumer's repayments there, and it creates a bit of a problem. And with the reckless credit granting that we've had in the past, there's a problem and a bad legacy that keeps dragging along that I feel that we need to address.
Will this maybe not set a negative precedent?
I don't think so. I think if you look at the international examples that we've had where sort of a fresh start or a debt waiver type thing has been applied in India and in Croatia and England and New Zealand, they've had mixed measures of success, but there's been good feedback on that. And I think that, if we are to uplift our population and the guys living on the breadline, we have to look at something like this.
Lastly, Wikus, can companies afford something of this nature as a directive from government? Business is suffering. The economy is not doing that well. As a business, say, for instance, I'm a business owner and I'm owed by a consumer. I want my money back. How then do we mitigate that particular scenario?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. I think constitutionally speaking, government can't really force the banks and whoever to write off that debt, so to say, and the consumers received that credit and they made use of it, they used the money, and it needs to be financed from somewhere, whether it be from government side, whether it be just maybe a sort of a discount and they still need to repay 50% within a certain framework. It should be interesting to see what sort of solution government puts on the table.
Thank you so much for your time. Debt management expert at DebtSafe, Wikus Olivier, talking to us right here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb about reports of the DTI proposing debt relief for retrenched workers.